From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Hungary closed its borders Tuesday, and other European countries are preparing to tighten immigration regulations to slow the tide of refugees into Europe. Many refugees from the Middle East and Africa in Vienna's central train station are waiting to move on to Germany, and they say they are relieved they made it past Hungary. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
I'm here in the central train station in Vienna. Refugees here have had long and dangerous journeys, but they say they are relieved to have come so far. Nearly all of these people came from Hungary on packed trains, arriving just before Hungary closed its borders today. Many people here have no passports or can't afford train tickets, so they are staying in this station. And while the station is calm, tensions are still high. Earlier today, we saw scores of people being escorted out of here by police, and no one here wants to be left behind. Reporting from Vienna, Austria, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
North Korea on Tuesday said it has restarted normal operations at its main Yongbyon nuclear complex and warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The comments published in the Korean Central News Agency come as Pyongyang also threatens to use banned ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. The threats constitute a return to the belligerent rhetoric often employed by North Korea in an effort to obtain political concessions from South Korea and the United States, two of its main foes. Yongbyon is the center that produced the material used in North Korea's three nuclear tests. This is VOA News. Thai police have, for the first time, publicly linked last month's deadly bombing of a Bangkok shrine to China's Uyghur ethnic minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers. The cause was the human trafficking networks transferring Uyghurs from one country to another, said the national police chief. Thai authorities destroyed or obstructed their human trafficking business. A month before the attack, Thailand forcibly deported to China more than 100 members of the Turkic-speaking Uyghur group, which complains of persecution by Beijing. Thai officials had for weeks hinted but refused to say definitively that the mostly Muslim Uyghur group was linked to the August 17 bombing, which killed at least 20 people and injured dozens of others. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with a healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years, but that the focus must first be on terrorism. His comments come a day after U.S. Defense Department confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the CBS New York Times poll released Tuesday shows the flamboyant Trump with 27% support and the more reserved Carson trailing with 23%. When Pope Francis visits the United States next week on a three-city tour, he will deliver only 4 of his 18 planned speeches in English. The native of Argentina is most comfortable speaking in Spanish, spokesman for the Vatican told the Associated Press, although the pontiff also speaks German and Italian fluently. The Pope's remarks at the White House and Congress will be among those made in English. The 78-year-old Francis faces a packed schedule on his first trip to the U.S., arriving on September 22nd for 2 days in Washington following a visit to Cuba. He will then attend the United Nations General Assembly in New York, the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia, before returning to Rome on September the 27th. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.